Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. Who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. The power of a godly vision. The power of a godly vision. Now, we all have a purpose designed and planned for us, but we've got to get vision towards that purpose. And God gives us the vision that'll propel us to that purpose. And so many people don't even know if they're walking their vision, if they're talking their vision, if they're in their vision. They don't know if they're in God's good, perfect, or acceptable will. If it's a good, acceptable, or perfect will, which one do you want to be in? Okay, so two of you are going to be in the perfect will. Okay, the rest of you, I want to talk to you. You guys can leave. Okay, the rest of these guys, they don't care what happens. You want to be in God's perfect will. Every one of us want to be. Because if you're in his perfect will, then that means he's directing you towards your future and your destiny. And it's a beautiful destiny that is planned for you. Amen. Go with me to Philippians 1. While you're turning there, you know, the first point that we made for walking in our call and in our purpose with vision is that you have to walk with God. Number one, we spoke about it last week. You've got to walk with God. Everyone say, walk with God. You see, because God directs the footsteps of his children. Amen. And so we've got to be walking with God and having this relationship. You've got to cultivate a relationship with God Almighty. Amen. Amen. And once you learn how to cultivate that relationship, you're going to start hearing clearer from God. And so we spoke about that last week. And Philippians 1, and we're going to Philippians 1, and I'm going to verse 6 out of the Living Bible. Look what he says here. And I am sure that God who begun the good work within you, this is Paul writing this, I'm sure that God who begun the good work within you will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you. Right. Amen. Not his task within your pastor. In you. Remember, it's not just the fivefold ministry that have to walk in God's purpose and plans. It's every human being on the planet. And we don't separate the fivefold ministry from the people in the seats. There is a difference. There are the fivefold, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. We know that. But then we don't just say, well, you laity, you've got nothing to do with nothing. You just, you know, just do what you can do and be grateful for it. No, that's the lie from the hell. We're all called to do something for God. And we spoke about this before, and you need to watch it online. Wednesday night, 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, I did a teaching on your vocation, and it's your spiritual call against the secular call. There's no such thing. Every gift given is given to you by God. Every talent, if you're good at something, who gave you that? It's God. So everything you do, your job. So I would encourage you to go online and watch this. Your job is called of God. Amen. But you want to be led to your correct job. Amen. So he says, I'm sure that God who begun the good work within you will keep right on helping you grow in his grace, grow in his grace, grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus is great. God wants us to accomplish all that is prepared and planned for each and every one of us. There's not one of us over here who thinks, oh, well, I shouldn't have given him that gift. Because Romans 11:29 says, the gifts and call of God are without repentance. So even if you fell off the wayside and you went by the wayside and you fell off the wagon and you sinned and you did all wrong things, you repent, you come back to God, and God says, you still got that gift. You still got that talent that I put in. It's part of your life. It's part of who you are. Your gift and talent and call is part of who you are. We just have to establish it. And so the ways to establish it is, number one, we said walk with God. Number two, you ready for this one? We just sung it. I love it. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. You ain't going to know him more until you surrender. But God gives more grace. Wherefore he saith that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5. Right? He resists the proud but he gives more grace to the humble. So you can't be a big deal and walk with God. You got to put it all down and walk the way God tells you to walk. So number two, surrender your will to God's will, just like Jesus did. Remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he wanted to do his will? He said, look, I really don't want to go through this. However, not my will, but your will. You've got to do the same thing. You want this and you want that, but you've got to say to the Lord, if it's your will for my life. Now, we're going to talk about a few things here. Before God is going to begin to reveal vision and your life's purpose to you, you've got to be committed to doing whatever it is that he desires for you to do. Because if he tells you to do something and you're not going to do it anyway, why would he give you more information? So what you've got to do is do the last thing that you heard from God. But if you say, I've never heard from God, then you've got to do what you heard from the Word. You've got to do the Word of God. And when you start to obey the Word of God, you'll start to obey God, and God will be able to talk to you because you're in the Word. So, but he's going to be unlikely to, or very slow to show his plan to you if you're not going to follow the plan anyway. Come on. How many of you heard from God before and said, I knew I shouldn't have. But now you've got four kids. Now what? That's a joke. Even if you did that, God is gracious and he'll help us. He'll help us to. A bad marriage, do you know, can be turned into a good marriage?
Yes.
God can do anything, can't he? Well, if he can't do anything, don't bring the lost here and the sick, because he ain't going to probably be able to do what they need. No. With God, all things are possible. All things, everything. No incurables. No nothing. Amen. So you bring the sick. You bring the lost, you bring the hurting, you bring the dying, you come into this culture, in this greenhouse effect where we believe in miracles. Amen. Some people need a miracle.
Yes.
Of course, the doctors have said we can't do anymore. They need a miracle.
Yes.
You know, when they say we can't do anymore, it's not God saying, I can't do anymore.
It's mankind. He's not lying.
And then they say, who are you going to call? And they tell you, call hospice. No, you can still call on God. In the final stages, you can call on God. Because with God, all things are possible. And God is not limited like man is limited. Amen. So we've got to believe. Now, Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. I'm reading from the Amplified. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship.
Amen.
We just worship God just now, singing, right?
Yes.
But do you know by obedience you worship God?
Yes.
You can be worshiping God by being obedient to God. Amen. So look what it says here. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God. Verse 2, look what it says. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs. Superficial values and customs. Let me tell you what. All that glitters, you've all heard the saying, is not gold. It can look good, it can sound good, but it doesn't necessarily have to be good. Amen. And every even idea that you get is not necessarily an idea from God. So that's why we have to walk with God so we can hear for ourselves. So it says, don't be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed. Everyone say, progressively changed.
Progressively changed.
I'm sure Vince is excited about that because it means he's still got a ways to go.
Amen.
Amen? Me, I don't. I arrived. How about all of you? No, that's pride. That will get you in some serious trouble. It's a progressive. Listen, we're all on the road to change. But Pastor, I'm saved. And you still need changing. Well, how do you know? I've heard you in the car when no one was with you. I've seen you in this Walmart when someone cut in front of you. You need change. I'm talking to me now, right? What God's got me doing now is going around collecting the trolleys. Not just my own, I collect them. I've got to find any of them that are not in. I've got to park these things. Because God, you see, if God drops something in your heart like that, be obedient. Because if I don't be obedient to Him doing something that silly and simple, why should He tell me something big and exciting for my life? I've got to obey God right at the beginning, at the start, where He tells me to obey Him. So now I'm walking around Walmart. I mean, it's amazing. A woman the other day, they got one cashier. One cashier. I go early in the morning so I can avoid like the OK Corral shootout. You understand? So I go like early. And they've got one cashier. And she's got a line of 10 people, all with trolleys like this. I come in the back of the line, I've looked around, and there's a cashier over here, 20 items or less. No one there. Guess what I thought? I'm not going to do it, because I did that once before after they called me there, and a guy started to cuss me out. Because it says 20 items or less. And this guy standing behind me, they called me when they saw this line was full. They called me, and I'm standing there and I hear this, when you gonna learn to read? And I look around, there's this old guy, when you gonna learn to read? I'm saying, yes, and I'm pulling out the way. Come, you go first. So now I'm standing in this line, and the girl there says, sir, you can go to her over there. I said, I'm not doing it. I wasn't taking a chance again. But we've got to be nice to people. We need to change. Say, I need change in my life as much as the person next to me. Now listen, and don't be sitting here thinking, oh, I wish Joe Soap were here, because he's not. Thinking about someone who should be hearing a message like this. Who's here? Who needs the message? More than Joe Soap, probably, right? Okay, so he says, be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually. This is one of the places, the greenhouse, where you can mature spiritually and progressively grow in the Word of God. And now you can become something that is an anomaly to the people out there. And they think, what is up with these people in here? Why are they so full of life? Nothing gets them down. And they will be attracted to God because of our actions. And our lifestyle. You don't even need to preach. You just got to show. Just demonstrate God in your life. Amen. And so he says, as you mature spiritually, how? By the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. Wow. Ethical attitudes. I think the world lost that one, right? The world lost that. So that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose, in His plan and purpose, in His plan and purpose for you. God's got a plan and He's got a purpose for you. So the other way that you're going to do that is you walk with God. Number two, you've got to surrender your will to God.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of CNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry.